الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الفضلاء، درسنا في هذه الليلة في شرح للإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله. وكنا قد وقفنا على الأصل الخامس، وهو بيان الله عز وجل وسبحانه لأولياء الله وتفريقه بينهم وبين المتشبهين بهم من أعداء الله والمنافقين والفجار. ويكفي في هذا آية في آل عمران، هي قول الله تعالى: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. وآية في المائدة، وهي قوله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لوم سلائم. وآية في يونس، وهي قوله تعالى: ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون إن آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. ثم صار الأمر عند أكثر من يدعي العلم وأنه من هداة الخلق شرع إلى أن أولياء الله لا بد فيهم من ترك اتباع الرسل ومن تبعهم فليس منهم. هذا الأصل الذي ذكره الإمام المجدد رحمه الله أراد أن يبين فيه شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب، وأن يرد فيه على الصوفية الذين يزعمون أن الأولياء هم الذين يظهرون بالأحوال والكرامات. فزعموا أن الشيخ من تقرب بالقرب إلى الله إلى أن يصل إلى درجة تسقط عنه فيها التكاليف، فيشرب الخمر فتنقلب في فمه لبنا كما يزعمون، وأن الشيخ عندهم هو الذي يرى الله عيانا ويتحدث معه ويلقى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وما أشبه ذلك من الآيات والأباطيل التي لعب بهم الشيطان فأضلهم عن الصراط المستقيم وأخرجهم إلى طريقة أصحاب الجحيم. ويزعمون أن هؤلاء الأولياء هم أولياء الله ليس غيرهم. أما من اتبع الكتاب والسنة وتكلم بالفقه وأمر بالاستقامة على شرع الله فهؤلاء يسمونهم أهل الظاهر، وشيوخ الصوفية عندهم أهل الباطن. قال شيخنا الشيخ أحمد رحمه الله: أهل الباطل، أهل الباطل. فشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله يشكو من أهل زمانه لأنهم جعلوا أولياء الله من هم أعداء الله، الطريقة الولي ولي الله من يعظم كتاب الله ويتبع سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل قول وفعل وفي كل أمر واعتقاد. أولياء الله هم الذين آمنوا بالله واتقوه واستقاموا على دينه. وقد أشار الشيخ رحمه الله إلى علامة محبة الله وولايته بقوله: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. وذكر الأدلة فجاء اختصار: أولا أن يكون متبعا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، الثاني أنهم أذلة على المؤمنين فلا يحاربونهم، الثالث أنهم أعزة على الكافرين، الرابع أنهم يجاهدون في سبيل الله، الخامس أنهم لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم، إذا لامهم أحد عما قاموا به من دين الله. وفي الآية الثالثة بين الله جل وعلا أن أولياء الله هم أهل الإيمان والتقوى، هم أهل الإيمان والتقوى. ولهذا قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله: فأولياء الله هم المؤمنون المتقون الذين آمنوا به ووالوه، فأحبوا ما يحب وأبغضوا ما يبغض وسخطوا بما يرضى وسخطوا بما يسخط ونهوا عما نهى وأمروا بما أمر وأعطوا من يحب ومنعوا كذلك من يحب أن يمنع. فلا يكون وليا لله إلا من آمن به وبما جاء به واتبعه باطنا وظاهرا. والناس في هذا طرفان ووسط، فمن الناس من يوالى جملة واحدة وهم أهل الإيمان والتقوى والاتباع الصحيح، ومن الناس من يبغض جملة واحدة وهم الكفار، ومن الناس من يحب من ويبغض من وجه وهم أهل الإسلام الذين عندهم معاصي ومخالفات فيحب لطاعته ويبغض عندهم من معاصي. ولهذا الله تعالى ذكر طبقات الأولياء فقال الله تعالى: ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات فهم على ثلاث طبقات أولياء الله جل وعلا: المقتصد هو الذي جاء بالفرائض، والظالم لنفسه وهو جاء بالمعاصي مسلم لكن عنده معاصي، والثالث السالك بالخيرات من جاء بالفرائض والنوافل. فعلى المسلم أن يعرف على الاتباع الصحيح حتى يكون من أولياء الله، كما ثبت في الصحيح من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب، وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه. وقال بعض أهل العلم: العلماء هم سادات أولياء الله، وقال بعض السلف: إن لم يكن العلماء هم أولياء الله فليس لله ولي، هذا ثبت في الصحيحين حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان، أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما، وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله، وأن يكره أن يعود إلى الكفر بعد إذ أنقذه الله منه، كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. فهؤلاء هم أولياء الله، أهل الإيمان والتقوى. أما من ادعى أنه من أولياء الله وهو بعيد عن كتاب الله وعن سنة رسول الله وعن السير على منهج السلف، فهذا في غاية البعد عن ولاية الله عز وجل. ولهذا يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله: وعبادة الرحمن غاية حبه مع ذل عابده وهما قطبان، وعليهما فلك العبادة دائر ما دار حتى قامت القطبان. ولهذا عند المتأخرين من أهل البدع لا يصير وليا إلا أن يبنى على قبره أو يدفن ويبنى عليه ويوضع عليه شيء قبة ونحو ذلك، فهذا هو الشرك، نسأل الله العفو والعافية. وأهل التصوف ظلوا في هذا ضلالا عظيما، وأحدث من البدع والمخالفات لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، حتى أن منهم من يقول: أنا لا أعبد الله طمعا في جنته ولا خوفا من ناره، نسأل الله العفو والعافية. وأنبياء الله وهم سادات أولياء الله، سادات أولياء الله، قال الله تعالى عنهم: إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين، نسأل الله العفو والعافية. إن شاء الله يكون للكلام بقية في الدرس اللاحق، ونكتفي بهذا القدر الليلة، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
السلام عليكم. بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ، ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يجعل هذا الدرس في ميزان حسناتك.
حياكم الله، جزاكم الله خير، وسلموا لنا على الشيخ علي والشيخ عبد الصمد.
يبلغ إن شاء الله. حياك الله شيخ،
حياك واستفيدوا منهم
إن شاء الله. بارك الله فيك،
حياكم الله. السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وبعد. So the Sheikh Hafidullah, he began by praising Allah, the Lord of the universe, and he sent a peace and salutation upon the best of Allah's creation and upon his family and his companions and those who followed them in goodness. And he said to proceed, O noble brothers, we continue our lesson tonight in the explanation of the six foundations by the Imam, the Reviver, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, may Allah have mercy on him. And we have stopped previously, we have concluded previously the foundation number four. And today we'll take the fifth foundation, and it is the statement of Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab when he said, the fifth foundation is Allah the Sublime's explanation of who are the awliya of Allah, and he's separating between them and between those who try to resemble them amongst the enemies of Allah, the munafiqeen and the fujjar. And in this regard, the verse in Surah Al-Imran is sufficient, and it is his saying, say if you truly love Allah, then follow me, Allah will then love you. And also the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, and it is his saying, O you who believe, whoever amongst you turns his back on his deen, then soon will Allah bring another people from whom he loves, and they love him. To the end of the verse. And also the verse in Surah Yunus, it is his saying, verily the pious friends of Allah, verily the pious friends of Allah, they do not fear nor do they grieve, those who believed and used to have piety. But then the affair to most of those who claim knowledge and who claimed to be guides for the creation and protectors of the legislation became such that if they considered it necessary for the awliya to abandon following the messengers, and that whosoever followed them was not from them. and that it was necessary to leave jihad, and that the one who made jihad is not amongst them, and that it is necessary to leave off iman and piety, faith and piety, and that whosoever adopted faith and piety is not amongst the awliya. O our Lord, we ask you for forgiveness and pardon. Verily, you are the hearer of supplication. Then our Shaykh Abdul Najmi, may Allah preserve him, mentioned that this foundation, which was mentioned by the Imam, the Reviver, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, he wanted, يعني, by mentioning or by writing this foundation or clarifying it, he wanted to clarify refute the claim of the Sufiya. He wanted to refute the claim of the Sufiya, those who claim that the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, are those who يعني, come with some sort of miracles. Yes? And also that they claim that the particular sheikh or the particular scholar is the one who يعني, performs righteous deeds and performs righteous actions, so much so until that he reaches a level where he all the obligations are removed from him. He does not have to perform any obligatory acts anymore. And the Sheikh said, for example, that he would reach a level that he would drink alcohol, he would consume alcohol, and it would turn into milk in his mouth. And he would reach a level that this person is not obliged to carry out actions anymore. And that even the prohibited things will become lawful for him. Such as that he would drink alcohol, he would consume alcohol, and it would turn milk in his mouth. And also they claim that the awliya of Allah, or this particular person who they hold to be from the pious ones and from the friends of Allah, they hold this person to be a person who is able to see Allah, is able to see Allah with his physical eye. And also he could see the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reality. And the Sheikh said, and likewise, and so on, from the falsehood, from the false claims that is inspired to them through the way of shaitan. The shaitan who misguided them from the straight path. Then the Sheikh continued and he said, and also those people, they claim that the friends of Allah are those, or they claim that those awliya of Allah, they are only the awliya of Allah, and no one other than them can be considered from the awliya of Allah. Yes? The ones who the Sheikh mentioned with their description. As for the person, or as for the people who follow the Quran and the Sunnah, and stick to the Quran and the Sunnah, then the Sheikh said, they call those people Ahl al-Zahir, the people of the apparent only. As for the Sufiya, the scholars of Sufiya, the heads of the Sufiya, they call them Ahl al-Batin, the people of the inward, that which is which is inward. And the Sheikh al-Islam, he mentioned, they call them Ahl al-Batin. Yes, the Sheikh said Sheikh al-Islam called them Ahl al-Batil, the people of falsehood. Not Ahl al-Batil, but Ahl al-Batil, the people of falsehood. So Sheikh al-Islam, Sheikh al-Islam used to complain about the situation in his era with those people. And he used to complain about the people of his era, because they showed enmity to Allah, and they showed opposition to Allah Azza wa Jal. And in reality, the wali of Allah, the pious friend of Allah, is the person who clings to the Quran and follows the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the wali of Allah is the person who clings to the Book of Allah, and he follows the Sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything, in statements, actions, and everything. And they are the ones also who believed in Allah. The awliya of Allah are the ones who believed in Allah and had piety towards him. And the Sheikh, rahimahullah, he indicated to this in his speech by saying, by mentioning the verse. Yes, and also that it is from the description of the awliya of Allah that they have love for Allah and for his Messenger. And they also show companionship towards to Allah and his Messenger. And he mentioned the verse, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونَ يُحِبُّكُمْ اللَّهِ. Say that if you truly love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you. And he also mentioned proofs, after that the Sheikh said, and Yani to summarize those proofs, or to summarize the description of the awliya of Allah, the Sheikh mentioned, firstly is that he's a person who follows the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, he should be a person who follows the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, yani they have to be adilla. Adilla is like they should have humility towards the believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, adilla al-mu'minin, adillatu al-mu'minin, they are in a state of humility. They are in a state of humility towards the believers. The third one, Shaykh said, a'izza al-kafirin. They have dignity and the upper hand towards the disbelievers. Fourthly, from the attributes of awliya of Allah, yujahiduna fi sabilillah. They perform jihad in the sake of Allah, in the way or in the path of Allah. Number six, the Shaykh said, لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم. They do not fear the blame of the blamers in the way of Allah. They do not fear any blame of those blamers in the path of Allah. So those are the description or the attributes of the awliya of Allah. And in the third verse, Allah Azza wa Jal, he clarified that the awliya of Allah are the people of piety and faith. That the awliya of Allah are the people of piety and faith. Yes, as in the Shaykh was referring to the verse in Surah Yunus. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Yes, the Shaykh was referring when he said the third verse, the verse in Surah Yunus, indeed the friends or the awliya of Allah, there is no fear for them and they should not grieve those who believed and had piety. So the Shaykh said, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in this verse that his awliya are the people of Iman and Taqwa, people of faith and piety. Therefore, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, he mentioned that indeed the awliya of Allah are the believers. Indeed the awliya of Allah are the believers and the pious ones. Those who loved what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved. And they disliked and showed hatred towards that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked, and he showed hatred towards. And they forbid what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids. And they command with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. And they give those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and they would withhold from those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he wished to withhold from. So the person would not be from the awliya of Allah, he would not be considered a wali towards Allah, except if he is a person who believed and followed. He believed in Allah and he followed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zahiran wa batinan, inwardly and outwardly. Yes, so the person is not to be considered a wali of Allah except when he believes and he follows the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inwardly and outwardly. And the Shaykh said, and the people, yani in this regard, are of categories. So, or they could be divided into groups in this regard. For the first one, or the first type, or the first group of people, are those who they should be befriended and took as companions, and they should be befriended, and in a general sense, yani in absolute sense, they should be befriended. And those are the people of piety and faith. Those people are people of piety and faith. The second group, the Shaykh said, are the group who should be they should be disliked as a whole. In an absolute sense, they should be disliked and showed hatred towards. And those are the people, those are the people of falsehood. Those are the people of falsehood. And the third group, the third category, is the people who, they are shown some companionship according to some of their actions, and they are shown enmity according also to some of their actions. And those are the people of Islam, those who have sins. Yes, so they are shown hatred, or they are shown enmity and opposition according to the sins that they commit, and they are shown companionship and befriending according to their good deeds. And those are from the people of Islam generally. And the Shaykh said, so therefore Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned in a verse, he said, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. And then we have inherited the book to those who we have chosen from our slaves. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقُ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. So from amongst them, then we have inherited the book to those who we have chosen from our slaves. So from amongst them, those who oppress themselves, and from amongst them those who are moderate and those who compete in goodness and righteous deeds. So the Shaykh said, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, he divided the people into three categories. The first one, al-muqtasid, the person who is moderate. The person who is moderate, and the Shaykh said the attribute of this person or description of this person is that he fulfills the obligations, the fara'id. He only fulfills that which is obligatory upon him. And the second one, valimun li nafsih, the person who oppressed or transgressed over himself. And this person is a person, he's the Muslim who has sins, he commits sins. Yes? And the third one and the last one is sabiqun bil khayrat, those who compete in goodness and those who compete in righteous deeds. Yes? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he categorized the people into three. Yani the Muslims. And then the Shaykh said, so upon the Muslim is that he should strive to have the correct following of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that he would be from the correct awliya of Allah, from the actual awliya of Allah. So it has been authentically narrated in the Sahihain from the hadith of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrating about his Lord in hadith, in the hadith which is Qudsi, and he said, من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Whosoever shows enmity and opposition to one of my awliya, then I have given permission to wage war against him. وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما أوجبته عليه. And my slave did not seek closeness to me with anything beloved to me more than that which I have made obligatory upon him. The scholars, the Sheikh said, some of the people of knowledge, they mention that the ulama, the scholars, are sadat awliya Allah. They are the chiefs of awliya of Allah. They mention that the scholars are the chiefs of the awliya of Allah, of the friends of Allah. And some of them mentioned also that if the scholars were not awliya of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a wali. If the scholars were not to be considered the awliya of Allah, the friends and the companions of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any companions and friends. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Three things, if the person had any of them, he would find the sweetness of Iman. Three things or three attributes, if the person were to have them, he would find the sweetness of Iman. The first one, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليهم ما سواهما. That the messenger, that Allah Azza wa Jal and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be dearer to him to anything other than them, to anyone other than them. وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا الله. And that he loves the man or he loves a person and he does not love him except for the sake of Allah. He does not love him except for the sake of Allah. وأن يكره أن يعود إلى الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. And that he dislikes and he hates that he goes back to disbelief after having been guided, just like he hates and he dislikes that he will be thrown or he refuses to be thrown in the fire. So the Shaykh continued, may Allah preserve him, and he mentioned, so those are the awliya of Allah. Those people are the awliya of Allah, the people of Iman and piety. And whosoever claims that he is from them and he is far away from having belief in Allah Azza wa Jal and following the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he is also far away from the awliya of Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentioned in one of his one of the line of poetry in his Nuniyah, and he mentioned, and the slaves of Ar-Rahman are the ones who are extreme in his love, and alongside that they have humility. The awliya of Allah or the slaves of Ar-Rahman are those who are extreme in his love and they have humility as well. And the Shaykh said, according to the later generations from the people of innovation, that the person does not become a wali except when they build and they decorate his grave and they build a shrine on top of it. Yes, and and they also make a shrine. And the Sheikh said, and this is from shirk. This is actual shirk, shirk in itself. And the people of tasawwuf, the people of sufiya, they have they were extreme in this regard, and they were misguided, and they have innovated new things in this regard. until يعني so much so that some of them said that I do not worship Allah out of fear of his punishment, nor out of يعني desire in his paradise. They reach a level where they say, I do not worship Allah because of this. I do not worship Allah because of out of fear from his fire, or out of desire for his paradise. And Shaykh said, we seek refuge in Allah from this claim. And the prophets and the messengers, they used to compete, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he described them, they used to compete in doing good deeds. They used to compete and they used to rush into and hasten to doing good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned how they used to compete and they used to call upon us رغباً ورهبة, يعني desiring that which we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they used to compete in doing goodness and also يعني supplicating for us, invoking us for out of يعني desire for what we have prepared for them, and out of fear for what we يعني for the punishment that we hold. Yes, and the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking about the prophets and the messengers, and he described them with this. And the Shaykh said, inshallah, Allah willing, we'll continue يعني the explanation in the next lesson, that which remains from this topic. We'll continue inshallah in the next lesson, and we suffice with this. هذا وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله فيكم brothers for attending, and may Allah reward you all.